I just started college, and like that day, I remember I was in my tennis class, and then my teachers, like all the teachers came and said, you know, go back to your dorm room and call your friends, call your families, like any of your relatives, and see what's going on. Like New York has 8.5 million people, so everyone knows someone there. Either they're a good friend of yours, or like a relative, like one of your relatives lives there. So, yeah.
Can you tell me about what you were doing at the time and how you reacted to the news?
At first, I thought it was not real, because it can't be real. For us, it can't be real, because why would someone fly a plane into a really like two really high buildings? So, I went back to my dorm room and I saw my roommate and my all my classmates on the. Like we were on the same floor, and we were talking about it. But we mostly call family, like my parents and my friends, in Boston and New York, but then we were really shocked, because even though we were seeing these images, we went everywhere to find a TV, because I don't know, our college was very anti-TV. they wanted us to study, so. It took a while for us to find a TV, and we keep on seeing the smoking image and the plane over and over again, but it seemed impossible for us. And it's, yeah. Like, I visited the Ground Zero many times, and every time I see these two holes, it's amazing, because there were buildings there. And for most of my friends who grew up in New York, they, in high school and in college, or like, and their parents, they used to say, these two are the ugliest buildings in New York. Oh, why did they build them? But then once they went down, like, everyone just felt sad. Like, and felt that, oh, even though it was ugly, we preferred to be there. And, yeah, but people were just... and I think on the anniversary of September 11th, for most New Yorkers, we feel that it's an important day, but it's not an important day for us to stop doing anything. Most people just do the things that they normally do. That day we have to go out and just be normal, because we can't let the terrorists win. If we stop and think about them, then they win. So that's the general feelings for New Yorkers. So I don't know about what other people from other states feel about that event.